the relationship between a husband and wife often requires some flexibility, because if you're too rigid about your perspective or way of doing things, conflict is going to happen. I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Ron and Deb DeArmond joined Jim Daly and me in the studio to talk about Deb's book, I Choose You Today.
We as human beings, we tend to get entrenched in behavior patterns that are comfortable to us. So when you're living life with another person in marriage, that can be a real problem. How have you struggled to adapt to change, and what does that look like for the two of you?
Well, we got to realize we live life in seasons. And so realizing, hey, this next 3 months for you is going to be a challenge. So I'm going to do this. I choose to do this. I choose to change my schedule a little bit, be more intentional on that, because then that helps. We know there's an end to it, that it's going to come back to normality.
So. Do you have an example of that? How did that work in your marriage?
I can share one.
Okay.
I was in a season where I had some very tight writing deadlines. And we would, he said, if you'll help me plan the meals, I'll captain the kitchen. That was huge. And he didn't just do the cooking, he did the cleanup so that if I needed to go back, I could.
And he left you a love note.
And he left me
Ron,
love
man,
notes.
Ron, man, you're killing
He's
me.
He's setting
I'm
the bar
telling
really
you,
high.
It's tough. Sorry, guys. My mother used to say that the only person who really likes change is a wet baby. And our backgrounds, he had lots of change growing up. I had almost none. Uh-huh. And so my ability to be more adaptable really had to grow. And it's much better than it was. I'm never going to be the queen of change anywhere on the planet. But I've recognized that if you don't adapt and you're not flexible, you break.
Well, with 40 years of marriage, speak to the 30-year-old who's been married a couple of years who is in that spot. Hmm. She doesn't change well. What advice would you give her?
Well, I think that the best way is to have that conversation, but shame never works.
Right.
You never, you always, never. And this is how it's hurting me. I'm concerned about what I'm seeing going on with you, babe. And then you talk about that. And here's what I would really love for us to be able to do together. It's not about, here's the thing you're doing wrong. Here's why you need to fix it. It's, we're in this together.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
And the blending, the merging of the thing. That's what happens in this adaptability is we have to merge our lives. And there's going to be times when you're busy, when she's not, and vice versa. So those we got to merge and allow for each other's space and to help when we need to help and, you know, do the...
What's so shocking with that is just expressing it is most of the battle. If you can just talk about it, you know, this is going to be a busy season and let's just get through
it. We just went through a November of every weekend we were gone from the Caribbean to California to Colorado. I mean, it was like... Oh my gosh. And it was just like, we need to do something.
All good stuff.
Right.
But all things that can cause you to feel some conflict or some stress, and you got to manage it.
Yeah. And know what the future is. You know,
absolutely.
That hopefully the next month or the months ahead will be a little lighter.